I think it is. It's very disturbing, and I've been raising some of these issues in the past, particularly around, for example, the non-replacement of a permanent position of addiction counsellor for young people, and in relation to many young people who are very vulnerable in terms of self-harm or suicidal inclinations, that some of the treatments available elsewhere aren't available in Donegal. But these figures today, which I've received in the last number of days, show that this region, which makes up Donegal, Sligo, Cavan, Monaghan and Leitrim, where it's clear that the HSE are failing our young people, with 81 children waiting access to adolescent mental health services, and they've been waiting over 1 year, which is outside of the HSE's own guidelines.
In many cases, it's possible that these are very time-sensitive issues as well.
Yes, indeed, these individuals have been referred, so it's not a case that, you know, somebody believes that they should be seen by the Children and Adolescent Mental Health Service. These are practitioners, professionals who believe that they need the access to the psychologist, to the service, and it's clear that in this area, the CHO1 area as it's called, that we're the second longest waiting list in the country. And I had an opportunity to discuss this with senior health managers of the HSE at the weekend, and I have no doubt that they've been trying to recruit into the positions. There's a vacancy there in Donegal for quite a considerable period of time, other vacancies in other parts of the region. And indeed, the situation could become worse because we have a full-time permanent position, which will be retiring shortly, which is going to be replaced with a locum position. So I think there is a need for something to be done at a national level. And one of the things that could be done at a national level is that the 120 additional assistant psychology posts that were promised should now be allowed to be recruited. And that has been a block that has been put on by the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform. And that block needs to be lifted without delay to try and increase or enhance the ability to recruit people into the position with these type of supports available to the consultants.